This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The sights and sounds of children being taken from their families by federal immigration agents is reopening decades-old wounds for an Alaska Native leader. Jacob Resnick reports from Juneau.
When I first saw them, I was just absolutely appalled.
Rosita Worrell recalls being forcibly taken from her parents at the age of six. It was the 1940s, and like many Tlingit children, she was sent to live in a federal boarding school run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. 75 years later, media images of children detained and separated from their loved ones along the southwestern border recall those dark times from her girlhood in Petersburg.
It just brought me back to the days when I was kidnapped and put in a home and crying at night. I'm wondering where my family was.
The context between then and now is markedly different. The federal BIA school in Haines, where she was sent, was part of a broader federal policy of assimilation.
Our native cultures were viewed as paganistic, heathenistic, and we were to be civilized.
The current crisis along the border stems from stark disagreements in the nation over how to handle economic migrants and asylum seekers. Worrell says there are serious blind spots in some of the vitriol expressed by immigration critics.
I don't think a lot of people think about how Native Americans think about immigration, because if anybody should have problems with immigration, you would think it would be Native Americans. But I think we were realistic in knowing that this is the way of the world. We actually embraced newcomers when they first arrived.
Worrell is a retired professor of anthropology and now heads Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, a Juneau-based nonprofit that advances Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian culture. She said there's a moral imperative for policymakers to act.
In the immediate term, you know, we have to do something about those 2,000-plus children who are separated from their families. And, you know, I'm pleased, you know, that the president, you know, made some attempt, you know, with his executive order. I don't think that's going to solve the problem, but we need to solve this problem as a civilized society.
Even with the passing of decades, Worrell says the trauma of being removed from her family still stings. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
A community search was held Sunday in Missoula, Montana, for a missing Native American woman. According to police, Jermaine Carlo was last seen on June 16th. On behalf of her family, the lifeguard group organized the search. Anyone with information about the 23-year-old is asked to contact police. The Crow Tribe plans to seek charges in a triple homicide on the reservation after federal prosecutors announced Friday no charges would be filed. In August 2017, three people were shot and killed after entering a home in Lodge Grass, and occupants in the home were injured. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Montana says after a 10-month investigation, prosecutors could not determine who shot whom or in what order the shots were fired. The Associated Press reports Chairman Alvin Notafraid said he will do everything in his power to make sure there's justice and will refer the case to tribal police. Tribal leaders have previously said they believe the shooting was related to methamphetamines. The U.S. Attorney's Office stated, as a matter of policy, the Justice Department does not comment on declinations, but an exception was made in this case because of the high level of public interest and community concern. The nurse who wrongly administered medicine at a Cherokee Nation hospital is identified as the son of Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Bill John Baker. John Baker said in a statement he was deeply sorry for creating the health scare the Tulsa World reports. He's no longer employed with the tribe after reusing syringes. As a precaution, the hospital is testing patients for HIV and hepatitis who were treated between January and April. The chief has reportedly recused himself from the matter. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by First Tribal Lending, NMLS 15009, the nation's most experienced Section 184 lending team. Info for home loans on and off the reservation available at onetribal.com. That's the numeral onetribal.com. Support by AARP. What we do might surprise you, like hosting the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency meeting at the Island Resort and Casino in Harris, Michigan on July 13th. Information at aarp.org/veterans.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.